Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at Progressive.com. It's hour number three, Bart Scott. What does that mean?
It's the power hour. It's the power hour.
Resonated pretty well today, didn't it? We were just doing a thing. All right, let us know at Bart and Hunt if you would actually listen to a podcast where Bart and I just go into characters, where I become like passive aggressive, like not so much racist, but just like, you know, like inappropriately saying things like the old way, the way things used to be, like that guy. And Bart was like militant, just aggressive. And we did a sports talk show. Where, like, it's two people that would never, ever be in the same place together getting along, but it could be hilarious conversation.
Yeah. My brother.
It's like,
basically, you're telling me to be
like,
it
was fun, like, we did it for,
I'm
like, 30
black,
seconds.
Y'all, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blickety black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blickety black, black.
Where it's like you just get the guy, like, I always respected you, Bart. You were one of the good ones. Like, what do you mean by
my
one
brother?
Of the
what do you mean, one of the good ones? Right. Is that to mean that my mother wasn't one of the good ones? That the great Rosa Parks wasn't one of the good ones?
I'm just
that
saying,
my Uncle
you,
Pookie wasn't you, one of the good ones. You're right.
I didn't know your Uncle Pookie. What are you doing? I'm just saying, you. I liked you. You were one of the good ones.
Yeah, you're right. Uncle Pookie stole my VCR, but that's not the fact, my brother. That's for me to say, not you.
Yeah, that could be. It could be really bad, but it could also be really good. Speaking of really bad and really good. The two-on-two is now less than a week away with Keyshawn and J. Will. So the morning show, Keyshawn, J. Will, and whenever Max is there, it was Freddie Coleman today. They are in Raleigh, North Carolina, as part of this little award tour that they're doing, going to different markets, getting to know the people in the market. And Raleigh is obviously a special place for Jay Williams because that's Raleigh-Durham is that area. Chapel Hill down there as well, in what they call the triangle, the research triangle. And so they went to Duke and to Cameron, and they shot around a little bit, and Keyshawn's out there with Jay Will, and they caught it on video. Some of you might have seen it on social media. And Jay hits a half-court shot, which was pretty cool, but Key was defending Jay a little bit, just messing around, and Jay crossed him up, and Key went down like... He went down like what?
He went down like Shaq from Cleveland.
Ooh.
When Kevin Hart was saying, LeBron said, somebody go pick up Shaq, he fell again.
Right. Like, it was rough. So it made me kind of feel a little bit better about things because, you know.
Makes feel better about Key, bad, worse about J. Will. Still got a little lightning quickness going on right there.
Well, he did, but he missed the shot.
Yeah. I wonder if that's because he was laughing at Keyshawn.
Maybe he's like, he was laughing
like,
so much.
He's like, this for all the times you talked over me and didn't respect my basketball opinion when I'm the basketball expert. Let me remind you who's the basketball man in this piece, son.
Maybe. Yeah, but still, it was just seeing that, I was like, you know what? I'm feeling better about us. But we have our people that do support us. We don't have hostage videos out there where we hand people scripts like these guys did, recording all this stuff and putting it out there. We're like, we let people know we're doing this thing. People reach out to us like, are you guys playing this game? Like, yeah. Oh, you want me to do something? Yeah, let's do something. So we had Patrick Ewing. We had Ben Stiller. Mm. And you know who just chimed in to throw their support behind us?
Is it like the draft band? Ding, 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 ding. The pick is in.
I mean, if you wanted it to be that way, it could be.
Yeah, I like it that way.
But I don't have that on my page. Meh. But what it is though is a voice from your past, a friend of the show, someone who has seen you come up big in the biggest spots. And that, of course, is Sal Palantonio.
Hey there, it's Sal Palantonio. And I learned a long time ago, you never bet against Bart Scott. January 18th, 2011, the Jets, Bart Scott, that defense, they stopped Tom Brady and the Patriots in the playoffs in Foxborough. After the game, I did an interview with Bart that went viral, and it was named one of the top moments in Sports Center history. Tied me and Bart together forever. So you never go against the family, right? So I'm running with Bart Scott and Alan Hahn against Jay Will and Keyshawn. Looking forward to the beatdown. In other words, can't wait.
Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait.
You know what I'm saying? You heard him say family. You know what I'm saying? Did we put the horse head in Keyshawn's bed yet?
Right. Hey, like whatever it takes. But I'm feeling better. Now, you said that you were going to touch a basketball yesterday. Did that ever happen?
I almost touched one. Damn. Ooh, it came close. It came close, baby. I feel it getting closer, baby. I feel it getting closer to Round Ball Classic.
I kind of need you to just maybe put a shot up before we get to this thing on Wednesday. I am a little concerned. Like, a shot would be nice?
I was asked to play in a charity basketball game.
Okay.
And I was like, that may make my legs weak for the game the next day. Because the day before. Yeah, it's like
women weaken legs.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But playing in a game might actually help.
No, because it's going to make my legs tired for the next day because my knees might be sore or something like that because I haven't played in so long.
Yeah. I'm concerned.
Let it rain!
Yo, I mean, by the way, speaking of which.
We're just going to go box a one on Jay and let Keyshawn shoot.
No, from some of the video, Key was knocking down some shots.
Yeah, how many takes?
I wouldn't. No. He was shooting and it was going down. I was feeling good. I said to him, I was like, that looks pretty good. But, all right, last night the Celtics.
Boards don't hit back.
Last night the Celtics beat the Heat, so now they're up 3-2 in that series. They'll play tomorrow night to see if they can wrap up the series, go to the NBA Finals. The Heat missed, Bart, it was embarrassing. 38 three-pointers. They missed 38 three-pointers. They were 7 for 45. And then the third quarter, I was counting. They hit nothing but backboard on 3 three-point attempts. I'm talking about like
– all right.
Literally,
Oladipo shot two threes backboard. That didn't touch nothing.
Right, there's some that didn't hit a thing, but I mean, just the backboard. Like this is the NBA, and it's the Eastern Conference Finals. But that's what we had. So I'm looking at the Celtics, and I feel like all right, they'll be in the finals. And I'm looking at them, and I'm getting ready to get up this morning, and we're kicking around all these different topics, and I'm like, you know what? See if you can make these parallels with me. And I can't, for a Knicks fan, and Knicks fans are mad at me today, and a little bit later on in the hour, I'll explain why I said something on Get Up this morning that, as I said it, it sounded great, and then when they took the video and put it on social media to promote it, I went, oh, crap. Like, knowing what I just did. So, I'll get to that. But the Celtics have similar pieces and are built similarly to the Warriors and the dynasty that they have. So you have Tatum, Steph Curry. You have Brown, Klay Thompson. Jaylen Brown is understanding. He had a great game, great second half yesterday too. But he's understanding that he might not be the man, but like Klay Thompson knows he's really good. I know where I am on this team. I don't need the shine. And is Jaylen Brown learning that, much like even Dwayne Wade had to do with LeBron with the Heat? Just, look, I know I can't be the guy in the front of the picture, but I know I'm in the picture and I'm a very important piece. So they have that. Marcus Smart is your Draymond Green, the glue guy, the vocal leader, the emotional leader, all that stuff. The tough guy, that's Marcus Smart, right? The one that kind of keeps it moving.
What's the big dude they used to have?
Who?
The big dude that got hurt his knees and stuff. That
Andrew Bogut?
Yeah. So Andrew Bogut would be Robert
Williams. Al Horford is Andre Iguodala because, remember, Iguodala signed with them and it brought that veteran presence, defensive stopper, just a guy that just could get it done. You know, again, another leader, voice in the locker room. And that's, to me, Al Horford is certainly that. Al Horford's playing fantastic for a 35-year-old, for a guy that was, who basically was sent to the Thunder, and the Thunder said, don't play. Like, you know, then they trade Kemba Walker. By the way, Kemba Walker and a first-round pick. Kemba Walker to get him back. So, do you see where I'm going with this?
I do.
They have a really good coach in Ime Udoka, just like you had Steve Kerr take over, because Brad Stevens got him only so far, like Mark Jackson got him only so far. Built through the draft for the most part, like their main pieces. I'm seeing a lot of similarities. And from the Boston Celtics, the smartest thing they did was not break up Tatum and Brown. When a lot of us were wondering, do they have to? So now it's like, if you're the Celtics, you should look at the Warriors and think, that's what you've got to emulate. And if everybody buys into each role that they're playing, they could go on, they could be really good for the next 5 years.
Yeah. The thing is, other people coming.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. There are other teams coming. You obviously have to see what Brooklyn's going to be next year.
Did you see my Pistons soaking it all in at the playoffs yesterday?
Yeah, Cade Cunningham.
Isaiah
Stewart,
yeah.
Right? They were all there at the game.
Killian Hayes, yeah, soaking it up. We next. We got next. That's what the Pistons are doing. They building it up that way, too.
Really?
I'm just, you know.
Next.
All things comes back to the Pistons.
Like, no, usually. That the Pistons and Dom Smith, all things usually come back to both those things. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And coming up just a few seconds here, we'll get back to your calls on the Curry-LeBron debate we have had going on throughout the show. A little bit later on, I'll tell you what I said on Get Up that has Knicks fans mad at me right now. And Rangers hockey, by the way, Game 5. Can they take over? That's big.
What I tell you about Brian Daboll going to the game?
Yankees are injured. Yeah, Brian Daboll is the lucky. They got to fly him down to Carolina. He has certainly been the lucky charm for them. But I do want to tell you. So Miracle on Ice, helmet catch, flu game. It's clutch moments like these that separate the winners from the losers. In a market sometimes down 16%, 50%, 92%, who's pulling off the win? Well, look no further than this exciting market with a global value of $1.7 trillion. And it's only getting bigger. In fact, experts predict it will grow by another $1 trillion in less than 5 years. And here's the cool thing. You don't have to be a baller or a team owner to get in on the action. All you need is a smartphone. And it's not betting. It's way more impactful. Check it out. It's called Masterworks. They've already got over 400,000 members on the platform, and our ESPN listeners get priority access to skip the wait list. Just go to Masterworks.com, promo code Hahn. That's Masterworks.com, promo code Hahn. Masterworks.com, the promo code HAHN. See important Regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. There's no guarantee of profits, and investing includes risk of loss. All right, Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's go back to the calls, Bart. I'm curious. Let's see. Gerald is in New York on Steph Curry. Go ahead, Gerald.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Alan Hahn, the best in basketball, Bart, the best in football. Love y'all guys, man.
Thank you.
What I was about to talk first, I heard y'all talking about the Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to talk about the Curry and LeBron James. But the Colin Kaepernick, I wanted to just say about that because y'all brought that up and it kind of touched me. It's like, you know, he'll never play in the NFL to me because I think they're trying to use him as a scapegoat to for other players to not go against the NFL. So if he ever comes back in the NFL, it's like, you know, they're going against their –
No. I have to disagree because I think the NFL is trying to right a wrong because they know once George Floyd happened that they were on the wrong side of the aisle. And that's why you saw even the corporate sponsors, you know, flip-flop and start understanding that now Colin Kaepernick is good for business. He was bad for business because, you know, all the supporters of the NFL kind of stepped out. But now when George Floyd happened, you couldn't deny it. And so now everybody's trying to right or wrong, and I think that's why we see Colin Kaepernick getting opportunities and even, you know, being helped along. You look at what Harbaugh did for him, allowing him to throw at the spring game. You know, this is all a part to kind of right or wrong.
I can go with that, but what I was going to say about the Curry and the LeBron James, just so this discussion can, like, you know, end. LeBron James – brought a team to a finals that had Booby Gibson.
Yeah, 2007.
No.
Yes.
I can't even name the names of the other players.
So did Allen Iverson.
Larry Hughes.
So did Allen Iverson. And we're not saying Allen Iverson is like the top 10, right? Allen Iverson took that same Eric Snow, McKee, Tyrone. What happened to you? Nobody done nothing.
But what happened though, Gerald, in that finals was they got swept. It was kind of sad. It was
also they lost to a one superstar, Dirk Nowitzki. One superstar.
You mean the Heat?
Yes.
Team
yes. They, yeah. Yes. He's so great. He drug one and lost when he was loaded.
But you can't take away the 07 one. That's true. But I'm talking about generationally impact everything else. And keep reminding everybody, nobody said that Steph Curry would pass LeBron. But we all felt like
he'd be even. And if he's even, you leave him.
He closes in on him if he gets the same amount of championships because he certainly has done a lot. All right, continue with the calls.
Who wins more championships in the next 3 years? Well, exactly. LeBron is done. LeBron will never win a championship if he's a Laker. Steph Curry should be the favorite this year and next in the West.
So he'll never win with the Lakers?
Never. Wow. Ever. It ain't a move they got left unless somebody take LeBrick. Westbrook.
Yeah. Westbrook. Yeah, like Westbrook. I mean, there's something that has to happen there. Gary's in Michigan. Gary?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Love the show.
Thank you.
The Steph Curry-LeBron thing. Big fan of both. I think everybody's just LeBron biased and LeBron lovers. Steph Curry gets a championship. He's obviously gaining ground. Obviously gaining ground. And you can't deny it. I mean, if he comes back next year and puts up an MVP season, wins another championship, he's passed him. It's like they want to hold LeBron at the highest point of the mountain and nobody else can touch him because he's LeBron.
Like it's like time keeps moving, right? It's like it's one thing where a couple of years ago after the bubble, maybe you would say, wow, that's four titles and he's with the Lakers and – you know, he's really set himself up, which he has. And the other thing to make sure to keep we keep saying, nobody's saying like, well, LeBron's no good, he's not good. No, we know he's a all-time great. But what Steph is doing and could do this year if he wins a fourth title, you can't just like go pretend like, yeah, whatever. Like you can't just glaze over it like it's no big deal. It's very much a big deal what he has going there in Golden State, what they've done with him. And what he's continued to be able to do, even after 2 years of, you know, they have had two down years because of all the injuries, because of KD leaving. And he's kind of like, okay, but once they all got healthy again, what happened? They went to the top of the mountain again. So what does that say?
It says a lot. Clay.
And he's been their best player.
Clay isn't Clay right now.
Hey, he's still not. He's definitely still not right. Yeah, he's still not right. Let's continue with the calls. Kenny's in Michigan. Kenny.
Yeah. I was calling about I think what people say when LeBron did more with less was in the beginning, like his first years in Cleveland. I think, right. I mean, he went far deep into the playoffs. I mean, so if anything, the reason why he doesn't win enough championships already in the beginning was front office. He didn't have anybody.
That 66 win team they had when they lost to the Celtics. No, I'm sorry. They lost to Orlando. That's when the 09 when we didn't get the Kobe LeBron finals because Orlando, Dwight Howard, Stan Van Gundy, they got in the way. And that conference finals was maddening because they were dominant that whole year. They won 66 games. Yep. They had everybody. That was a really good team. And they got upended in the conference finals. That you can't ignore that one either.
Context matters, right? And understand that he was in the East where he was the best team for a long time was the aging Pistons who never had superstars.
Right.
They were a good team put together.
And then it was
the
Garnett Celtics that he had to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. He had Mimic Okor, like, which good player. I like Mimic. That was my guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But come on, man. Like, it's not like LeBron. It was at that time when the East was super weak.
It really was. And a lot of the East teams were just like basically saying, nah, screw it. We're just going to
tank. All the
once he went to Miami, everybody gave up. Yeah. Right? Like who really tried to build a winning team once he went to Miami?
I mean, you had the Nets trade for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. We know how that ended.
Yeah, that didn't end well at all. Right. The Knicks went and got Carmelo, along with Amari Stoudemire and Tyson Chandler. They tried. The Pacers had a pretty good group there. Paul George became a good player, and they built something that they tried to
but
be
it was
a,
no,
a
it
contender.
It was no good established teams that LeBron was going through when he was dominating the East.
Not the East. And that's a fact. Let's continue. Let's go to Illinois, where Ben is calling in. What's up, Ben?
First of all, thanks for taking my call, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, first of all, I want to offer the label to y'all for disrespect. Because, first of all, if y'all talking about choosing players under 25 and y'all go Anthony Edwards, Trey Young, and Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards and Trey Young ain't even in the same conversation with John Morant.
Nobody brought up Ja. Ben's right. Nobody. And we were talking with Patrick Beverly about that, and because I was saying Luka or Tatum, and you're right. Nobody said Ja's name.
I like Anthony Edwards just because he's a little bigger. I like Ja, right? And he may end up being a superstar. I just get concerned with his long-term health.
That's true.
He gets hurt so much, and he's so explosive and violent with his jumping. I just see Derrick Rose or Westbrook all over again, man.
Yeah, you don't want that. We don't want it for him, but I agree with you. There is that little bit of concern. But it's true. No one brought up Ja when we were talking about an hour ago, but yes, clearly that's a name to have on there. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So we're talking about young stars, right? And maybe, you know, what would you build your team around them? Well, you certainly would trade for this one young star that I feel like the Miami Heat could target that would fit them and help them get a little closer to being a championship caliber team. But when I said the name on Get Up this morning, it sounded great until I realized and regretted that I knew that Knicks fans would be mad at me. We'll discuss that and more coming up next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Spartan Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. At Barton Han on Twitter if you can't get through on the calls. I mentioned we are presented by Progressive Insurance because Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, jet ski that we're going to make Key and Jay ride down the East River when we win, because that's the bet. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be. So, Bart, I enjoyed, I think it's like my fourth time now on Get Up, which I love. It's a fun show to be on. I consume it regularly. I know you're on it regularly as well during the NFL season. And we were just kicking around different topics. And one of the things we discussed during the show was Miami and, you know, can Jimmy Butler win a championship with Miami and the roster, what improvements need to be made, all that stuff. You know, like Joel Embiid put out a tweet that had everybody buzzing about how, you know, Jimmy needs another star there. Because we all know that Embiid has been pretty public about how he wishes that Jimmy Butler was still in Philadelphia.
Tobias Harris over me?
Yeah, that too. So we were kicking around some things. Now, of course, what's the obvious one? Yeah, Miami trade for Joel Embiid, which we know is not going to happen. Philadelphia is not going to trade him. So, okay. I then said, I can think of a player that could be available that would fit the Heat culture because, as Spo said, it's not for everyone. He'd fit there. I think he'd be a great fit, and it would give Jimmy Butler another guy that's closer to his level than Bam and Tyler Hero and those guys. They're good players, but you know how it is. It's like you need a guy at that level when you're trying to win a championship.
But you just have to explain what Joel Embiid said, right?
I did.
Oh.
That he needs another star. So thanks for listening. So I then said, if I'm Miami, I call Utah and say, I'll take Donovan Mitchell, and they've got plenty of pieces. We've said it on the show before, and I'm telling you, Knicks fans are so mad at me right now because you know how Knicks fans are. They want Donovan Mitchell, the one that got away. He's a New Yorker. But the reality of it is you don't have what Miami can offer the Utah Jazz. And the Utah Jazz are going to want pieces. They're going to want players. If Donovan Mitchell goes to them, like a lot of people are suggesting that he'd really like to be out of there, Miami does make sense on many levels. So, I mean, Bart, did I turn on Knicks fans?
You did, and it hurts, but it's okay because you're going to bless them in another way. Because if they bring in Donovan Mitchell, then that means you have a legitimate shot being the Knicks and getting Oladipo, who's probably going to go platinum by writing an album by working with Mary J. Blige and all the people that's here in New York, but also the byproduct of, you know, maybe also that gives you a shot at a guy like Jalen Brunson, right? You know, the Knicks just aren't used to getting that big star. Not since Carmelo Anthony did that big star, come here. But it's a lot of other smaller stars that you can still build with to help. Like I said, I believe that Oladipo probably will be the right type of player for them. You know, you look at Fournier's, you know, you try and got to figure out how to dump that. If you can dump Fournier, you know, because he's a shooter, if you can dump Fournier and Mitchell for Brunson, that's a good trade, right?
You mean Mitchell Robinson?
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, you know that Dallas is going to be looking for a rim protector. They're going to be trying to get one. And the Jalen Brunson to New York thing is just, it's, you know, obvious. I mean, he's so connected to this franchise.
On, man.
He's played well in the playoffs.
They're mad that he's playing so well because it might make Mark Cuban say, I'll pay luxury taxes because I got renewed on Shark Tank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he's got to fix the roof, though.
Yeah.
He's got to fix the roof. But, you know, a lot of leakage in that roof. Look, I don't know what the Knicks are going to do. Honestly, I don't. I wish I had a better feel for it. I'm sure they'd love to trade for Donovan Mitchell. If Donovan Mitchell wants out of there, there's been no whispers about it, no talking about it, nothing. It's really gone radio silent.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't. But if he suddenly becomes a guy where he wants out, you got to admit, he fits perfectly in Miami. And they have way more to offer. I mean, you're going to tell me that Duncan Robinson, do I need to explain why? Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, those guys wouldn't be pieces that Utah would love to have there, knowing that their fan base would fall in love with guys like that. You get a scorer and a shooter. Like, come on, man. Like, it's just they have a six-man of the year. They have a guy that's a high-end three-point shooter, even though right now he's not.
Is it something they'll have 2 6 men of the years over there? Hero and Clark?
What do you mean? You mean on the team? I see what you're saying. Right, that's true.
Somebody can't be a six man no more. They got to be a first. Jordan, be a five
man. Right. I forgot about that. Right, they would have two guys. Somebody's got to start. Somebody be the seventh man of the year, maybe. Who knows? No, but the point is that I said it and I felt good about it, and then I started getting these tweets from Knicks fans that are just like, "Really, you're doing this?" It's just like Pat Riley is going to, like, the day they trade for him, they hold him up the jersey, and Pat Riley's like, you know, I never really thought about making a trade like this till I was watching Get Up one morning in May. Right?
He watches the show.
Maybe he does. Never know.
May have planted a seed, because clearly what they have now isn't enough. And next year, when Brooklyn is Brooklyn, they know that they can't win as constituted. You got to get rid of Kyle Lowry. Like, you try to get that one great year for him to be a mentor and somebody that can take someone to facilitate it away from Jimmy Butler. But it just hasn't worked out. And he's a $25 million a year clip. And you might just get rid of him, man. You know what I mean? And try and get you another star, because the stars they have aren't good enough to – Jimmy Butler can't be your best player. You have to have somebody as equally as good as him or better.
At that same level, right. Like
or
I said,
better,
Embiid.
Yeah.
He and Embiid – think about this. He and Embiid statistically were the best star tandem in the NBA playoffs in 2019. They were plus 25 net rating, which was better than KD and Steph Curry. It was better than Kawhi and Kyle Lowry, who won a championship.
It was better than James Harden and Joel Embiid.
And Joel, I put those numbers together too.
Tobias Harris.
It was 20 points better than Embiid and Harden were this year in almost literally like the same amount of games in the playoffs. So, yes. That is why Joel Embiid tweeted that. That's why he talks about it. And if only we could put those two together to see what they could do, but it's never going to happen. That's just reality. It's sad, but it's a reality. That's where it. I'm sure, you know, it's not sad for everybody, but it's two guys that want to win a championship and they could do it together, but they were together and they won't ever be again, at least not right now, until one of them becomes a free agent. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. The Yankees are suddenly hurt, Bart, and they're playing a series against the Rays, and now here's where you hold on as a Yankees fan, and you look at this team and think, here come the injuries, and here come the Rays, and is this start going to be something that we look back on and say things were going well until the team got hurt? We'll discuss that and more with you. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
All right, Bart. Well, kind of knew this was coming. It always does during the season, of course, but things going so well for the New York Yankees. 31-13, first place in the American League, a 4.5-game lead over the Rays. The Red Sox suck. You know, like, is it, like, could it be any better, right?
Life was living good, man.
Like, it was so good. But now things starting to happen, and it's happening on the injury front, where DJ LeMahieu, you know, out of the lineup yesterday, a little wrist issue, a little day-to-day for him. Loaisiga has – last year was so good out of the bullpen. This year he's been horrific, and now they've shut him down on the 15-day. We know about Josh Donaldson's situation. Speaking of the bullpen, Aroldis Chapman, who also has not been great this year, he's on the 15-day. Chad Green, they lost him for the year. Like, you know, like, and now Giancarlo Stanton, who at the beginning of the season, you know, he and Judge, they were just mashing. He has been in a bit of a slump and dealing with an ankle issue, or is it a calf issue, or is it what? That he's also now on the 10-day. Aaron Boone, Yankees manager, discuss.
He doesn't have a calf strain, actually. Okay. He's just got some ankle inflammation. So, feel like we got good news. Achilles is fine, and no strain. So just feel like this is something that's going to be short, but feel like we should knock it out and not mess with it, and maybe it becomes something else. So hopefully, you know, he got out in front of it a little bit, and hopefully it's just, you know, the 10 days and he's back.
So a little inflammation, but yeah. Still having him out, it's, you know, injuries with him. Judge has been good, knock on wood. Don't want to touch anything with going on with Aaron Judge. He's fine, but it's a long season, as we know, and you're going to deal with injuries, as we know. But Aaron Hicks is just horrifically bad. Again, Gallo can't do anything. Should I be worried? This is a serious – they're 31-13. They're in first place. And here I am looking at
–
they're going to play the Rays. Injuries are starting to mount. Should I be concerned?
Here's why you should be bit concerned, because you'll just think, you know, Stanton's ability to play in outfield was gives Judge days where he can DH, but now you're going to ask Judge, like we've asked before, kind of carry
he might be the everyday center fielder. Have to play him at center field every day.
So then now is do you call Brett Gardner back, just say catch and strike out? But you know, that's the thing though, like now catch and strike out.
But you
look at it, now you're going to put more stress on him, because now he's going to have to be asked to carry the team.
Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bar Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Game 5, Western Conference Finals tonight. Mavericks, Warriors, Chase Center in the Bay Area, 9 o'clock Eastern is when the tip-off is. It's on TNT TV tonight, but you can catch it on most ESPN radio stations. 8:30 p.m. Eastern is when the coverage begins. Yours truly with the pre and the halftime and the post, along with Mark Kesicher, PJ Carlissimo, and George Sedano on the call. And a series that could have ended in 4. Could have been a sweep. I mean, they cut it down to 8 points in that fourth quarter, Bart. I expect it to end tonight. And then we can continue with the Steph Curry conversations about, like, in another finals appearance, and can he win a championship? And if he does, where does it elevate him even closer to LeBron and his generation? On the ice, the Rangers and the Hurricanes. That's a game 5 also. This series suddenly has turned, and it's tied at 2. It's on ESPN TV. 7 o'clock is when the TV coverage begins. And, Bart, I'll be interested to see, too, how the Rangers come out on the road, because Carolina has been in the playoffs so far bad on the road. So they go to the Garden, they lose 2, and it's sort of like the same thing they did with Boston, where they couldn't win in Boston, but they won all the home games. And so can the Rangers get a road game? Because if they do, well, they could take this series.
Yeah, because if Shesterkin stand on his head.
Right.
He might stand on his head because you can't ask a team to do it. You got to ask an individual to be otherworldly. And he's capable.
Your goalie always has to steal you a game in a series, right?
Right.
Your goalie has to do it. Maybe this is, you know, could this be the game they get? They steal the road one. He almost did game 1.
Yeah.
I mean, literally almost stole game 1. That was that close.
Yeah. So he has to get her done. So
yeah.
Let's see if they can do that. Let's see if they're able to get him in the penalty, you know, box. Let's see if the specialty teams can come out there and get her done like they've been done. You have to be able to rely on one part of your team no matter what the circumstances is. And that's been the most reliable part of the Rangers team.
No doubt about it. All right, let's go back to the calls. We got Kenny is in New Jersey. Kenny, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I got a question for either one of you. Do you guys see Zion ever healing from his injuries that he's suffering from right now? And if he is, do you see him coming to New York at any point?
At any point, I could see it. At some point, I don't know. You know, like right now, this is the biggest question, Kenny. Is he like RJ, like John Morant? John Morant was named All-NBA, which means he just unlocked his max is now $212 million, his extension. And, I mean, Memphis is going to give it to him. For guys like Zion, it's 180 because he didn't get the All-NBA. So he's at 180. And even 180 is still pretty good coming off your rookie deal. So if he takes the deal, which he has said he would sign it, well, he's there now for the next 6 years, right? So it really does depend on does he say, no, I want to go into free agency, and then, of course, it opens the door for either a trade or something else, then maybe you could try. But if he signs the extension, I think, you know, the whole Zion to New York, play with RJ, his old Duke, you know, teammate, you got Cam Reddish here, that's out the window. You know, it sounded great. It was fun to kick around when it sounded like he wasn't happy with the Pelicans. But I don't see that being
I don't know. I don't know how happy the Pelicans are with them. They seem to play better without him.
They have played really well.
And wanting to tie up $180 million at a player where you feel like you can get some more supportive pieces for McCollum, for Ingram.
Yeah.
For those players, you know, is Zion going to be available and healthy and happy if he's not getting the ball, if he's not the point forward like he was under Van Gundy, right? Let's see how happy he is there, being able to – because now he has to fit in because his team had a successful year without him. Can he fit in?
All right, let's continue with the calls. We go to New York. We talk to Seamus. Seamus, we got you? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He did
drop, so he didn't want to talk. We stay in New York then and talk to Jason.
Hi, how you doing, Alan? Right. How you doing, Bart? This is Jason. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about what you were saying about the Donovan Mitchell going to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Bart said it himself. They have a lot of short players. Like, Kyle Lowry is, 5'11"? Like, I don't know if that's a great fit. They need athletic wings like Zach LaVine or it is.
No, I think we lost.
Their height is just ridiculously short. Donovan Mitchell, I'm a Knicks fan, but Donovan Mitchell going there, I don't think that's a good fit. And plus, they're going to give him who? Like Tyler Hill? They got a whole bunch of shooters over there already.
They don't have enough. Yeah, it's going to have to be like guys like that. Duncan Robinson, that's what you're looking at. You're looking to move guys like that.
And Lowry wouldn't be back. I think Lowry's on a 1 year.
Yeah, I don't.
$25 million.
I'll tell you what, though. He's right because Vince Carter – checked me on that this morning on Get Up when I brought up Donovan Mitchell. He said, "Now they're going to need bigger guys like wing guys. Like you need a 6'8" guy with wingspan.
Marquise Morris was supposed to be that.
Yeah, but it's hard to find. But it's also, Bart, as you know, it's not easy to fit in that culture. To find a guy that fits the culture as well, I just think Mitchell would fit. Now, how would you feel as a Knicks fan to see Donovan Mitchell winning championships with the Miami Heat? Yeah, you'd throw up in your mouth. That's like the last thing you want to see. But I'm just saying when it talks about, players that would be at the level that you need to win a championship with a Jimmy Butler, that's where I went. But we all know the thing you wish could have happened is Butler and Embiid stay together. And that didn't happen. Regrets, man. And that's why Tatum and Brown staying together was such a smart move. And now we'll see if they can move on to the finals. But first, the Warriors have to finish off Luka and the Mavs. That's tonight. And we'll see if that happens. We got so much more to talk about tomorrow, Bart. One more day to go as we get ready for our 2-on-2. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.